You know what I want? Let me tell you. I'm at a conference at a big city hotel, and I've been in meetings and lectures all day long. I'm tired, and I just want to relax at the hotel bar. You see me sitting there all alone. You ask the bartender what I'm drinking, and you send me over another one with your compliments. I look up, surprised, and ask the waiter where it came from. He points to you. I look at you and smile, and give you a little salute with my glass. You smile back and get up to join me at my table. You introduce yourself, and I do likewise. We engage in small talk. All the while, I can see you checking me out. You take me all in. My short, dark, brown, wavy hair. My hazel green eyes. My ruby red lips. And my white silk blouse. You talk, but aren't really paying any attention to my responses because you can't take your eyes off my blouse. You see that I am quite busty, and you wonder what I would look like without my blouse on. You wonder what your cock would look like squeezed between my firm, big tits. You wonder what my tits would taste like, how hard you could make my nipples, how big my Oreos are. After a few minutes, I excuse myself to use the ladies' room. And as I walk away, I can see you following me with your eyes as I pass the mirror on the wall. You are looking at my big, round ass, encased in a tight navy straight skirt, my long legs, and my sexy 5-inch stilettos. You're a tall man, and like that I'm tall too, that my legs seem to go on forever, and you wonder what they would feel like wrapped around your waist as you stick your big fat cock inside me and fuck me. I come back to the table, and I tell you that I need to get back to my room and get some sleep. I have a big day coming up tomorrow. You tell me that you don't want the evening to end, that you're lonely, that you don't make friends that easily, but that you feel a connection with me, and you don't want to let that go. I tell you that I feel the same way. We continue to look into each other's eyes, me toying with the cute little umbrella in my sweet drink, you taking a last sip of your whiskey on the rocks. You tell me that the evening doesn't have to end, that you have a room here at the hotel too, that perhaps I should join you in your room for one last nightcap and some more conversation before we part company. I look up into your eyes and smile at you, a slow smile that makes my eyes crinkle. I know that you're bullshitting me, that you want me to join you in your room, but we won't be talking. I know that you want to have your way with me, and I decide that I want to have my way with you too. It's been a long time since I made love to a man. I decide that I want to be intimate with you. And so just like that, we get up to leave the bar and head to the elevators. Our rooms are on the same floor. As the elevator rises, you move closer to me so that you're standing right behind me. I can feel your hot breath on my neck. It is making my nipples hard. I feel your hands on my upper arms, squeezing them. I feel you plant a kiss on my neck just before the doors open. Then we head down the hallway towards your room. You have your key card out and ready to flash it against the electronic lock, and then we enter your room. It's nicer than mine, bigger, with a king-size bed and an executive conference desk and a big screen TV. I see your bathroom has a whirlpool in it. I love whirlpools, and I hope I get a chance to use it. But before I can do anything other than take a quick survey of the room, you close the door and grab my shoulder and turn me around so that my back is against the wall and you're pressing your body fully against my own. We align perfectly. I can feel the long, hard bulge on your cock as you press it against my belly. I feel your chest pressing against my tits. I feel your hands in my hair as you hold my head and kiss me, raining soft kisses down my neck. Feeling your hot breath in my ear, whispering something to me. I think you're saying that you want to fuck me. All I can do is feel your big hard body against my soft one. You move your mouth around and kiss my lips. I can feel your tongue begging to enter my mouth. And so I open up and let you inside. I feel your tongue dueling with mine. I feel it thrusting inside my mouth. I wonder what your tongue would feel like on my clit, eating my pussy. We kiss and make out, barely inside the room. My purse falls to the floor as I raise my arms to your strong, broad shoulders and press my breasts against your hard chest. You grind your cock against my tummy. You slowly start unbuttoning my blouse. I say, wait, let me do it for you. You go sit on the bed and watch. And so you obey my command. I reward you by slowly unbuttoning the buttons on my white silk blouse and leave it hanging open. You can see glimpses of my purple bra, size 42D cup, of my big tits overfilling the bra cups and my deep cleavage. I lose the blouse and slowly walk towards you. I put my hands on my bra and cup and squeeze my tits. My bra's low cut. It shows off a lot of cleavage. You tell me to take the bra off. I smile at you and obey your command. You're staring at my newly exposed big fat tits. I think your tongue is hanging out, but I can't be sure. I keep squeezing them, mauling them, pretending my hands are your hands. I raise one tit up to my mouth and suck my nipple. You're mesmerized. I slowly walk toward you, swaying my hips, still encased in my short, tight navy skirt. You rub your bulge through your pants as I approach you on the bed. I love seeing that. You stand up to meet me. You touch my tits, replacing my hands with yours. You kiss my lips, my neck, slowly working your way down to my tits. You take a nipple in your mouth and suck on it while you use your fingers to play with the other one. I press my hand flat against your bulge and caress it. I feel its length, its hardness. You tell me to unzip your pants and release your cock, that you want to feel my soft, warm, womanly hands on it as you keep feeling my big fat tits. I do what you say. We're still standing up, your mouth and hands on my tits, my hand encasing your hard cock and slowly caressing it. Your tip is wet with pre-cum. I get some on the heel of my hand as I smooth it all around your head, lightly stroking your shaft, then cupping your balls. They feel big and full, full of cum. I wonder how long it's been since you've cum. I later find out that you produce a lot of cum and need to get off at least twice a day. I feel your hot breath in my ear again, and this time I can make out your words. You tell me to get down on my knees and suck your cock, to lick it, to slurp on it, that you want to feel it in my mouth. You ask me if you can fuck my mouth, and I tell you it's okay, that I want to feel your cock in my mouth too, that I love it when a man uses my mouth to get off, that it makes me hot and excited. I ask you if you mind if I touch my pussy slit while I suck you off, and you say, fuck no. I feel your hands on the top of my shoulders as you gently push me down on my knees so that I'm kneeling in front of you, naked from the waist up. You're looking at my big fat tits, bouncing and dangling and swaying with my every movement. One hand on my tits and the other hand on my head as you hold your shaft and I lick your tip and taste you. I tell you that your pre-cum tastes good as I smack my lips and look up into your eyes. You tell me how pretty I look holding your cock and rubbing your tip against my red lips. You tell me to open my mouth, that you need to feel my mouth around you. I gladly obey your command and open my mouth as wide as I can so as to accommodate your whip. You have a big fat cock and I can hardly get the head all the way into my mouth. You tell me what a good girl I am as I lick your head and stroke your shaft. You put more pressure on my head as you try and force more of your cock inside my mouth. It's all the way to the back of my mouth, and there's still more to go. You're touching my tonsils with it. I start to gag. You keep going. You tell me how pretty I look with your cock in my mouth. You tell me to take more of you in my mouth, that you want to feel my throat. I start to gag and choke. You tell me to just relax my throat so you can get in. I obey you and relax my throat. Soon I can feel all of you inside my mouth. My face is buried against your groin, against your pubic hair. I've taken all of your cock inside my mouth and down my throat. And you hold your cock there. And you tell me to relax. It'll be okay. You won't let anything happen to me. And then you proceed to fuck my mouth and my throat with your long, hard, thick cock. You fill me up completely. I feel myself starting to panic. I can't breathe. You release my head and let me grab a breath. You tell me, again, you need to fuck my mouth some more, that my mouth and throat feel so good in your cock, and you want to come down my throat, that if I do this for you, you will eat my pussy and fuck me so good. Then you shove your big, fat, hard cock back inside my mouth and force it down my throat and throat fuck me some more. I gag and cough and choke on it. You say, yes, I love feeling your gagging reflex on my cock. I love feeling my cock head as it squeezes down your throat. I love looking at the bulge of my cock that it makes in your throat. I'm almost there, baby. Just a little bit more. And then you start fucking my mouth and throat really hard and fast. And I hear you moan and groan, and I know you're close. I flutter my tongue around you as you continue fucking my throat. And then I feel you go all stiff and still as you hold my head tight against your groin and you say, take it. Take my cum. Take it all. And you proceed to empty your balls down my throat. I feel your cock pumping out load after load of cum directly down my throat and into my stomach. There's so much cum I can't even swallow it all. It overflows my mouth. And I drool it out. Some of it even comes out my nose. My face is a wet, drooly mess. And then you release my head from your tight grasp and grab your cock and proceed to paint my lips with your remaining cum, rubbing your wet, dirty, nasty cock all over my pretty face. Cum is dripping out of my mouth and over my tits. You tell me how pretty I look. Now that you've marked me with your cum, I look up at you and I smile. and I asked you for a towel, would you have handy next to you, nearby? But then you tell me that you really like the look of cum on my face, and that you wish I would just leave it there and let it dry so that you can look at it. Look at the way you've marked me. But then you pour me a drink and tell me, now it's your turn. And I smile at you as you help me up off the floor and guide me to the bed and lay me down. But first you unzip my short navy skirt and pull it down over my hips. You rub your face against my panties, and I can tell you're sniffing my scent. You see the wet spot I made when I was sucking your cock. You put your middle finger on it and rub my clit through my wet panties. You look up at me and smile, proud that you've made me wet. Then you pull down my panties and put your face in my crotch, rooting around, inspecting me, discovering all my secrets. And then you dig into my pussy with your tongue like a famished man who just had a feast set before him. My pubic hair is trimmed short, but not totally shaved off. Short enough so that it doesn't get in the way, and about a quarter of an inch long so there are no bristles to give a man razor burn. I feel your tongue lick me. It feels great. I have my eyes closed so as to have no distractions as I enjoy the sensations that you're producing in my body. The shivers up and down my spine. Your tongue feels so good in my slit, licking up my copious juices, licking around my slit and pussy lips and close to, but never quite touching my clit. I raise my hips in a futile effort to guide your tongue directly to my clit, but you only tease me, circling around, but never quite touching it. I hate you. I love you. I'm getting desperate to feel your tongue on my clit. I'm all hot and bothered and horny and excited, and I want to come. I want to feel your tongue on my clit. I'm dripping wet for you. One of your hands reaches up and grabs a tit and fondles it, caresses it, and plays with a nipple as you suck me. You lick the middle finger of your other hand and rub it up and down my slit, making sure it's well lubricated, and then you proceed to stick it inside my hot, wet pussy hole. You fuck me with your finger as you lick me, and then finally, I feel your tongue on my clit, circling all around it, then zeroing in on it to give me maximum pleasure. I raise and buck my hips up at you, wanting more, wanting you to give me more. I moan and thrust and groan and pant and breathe, and then I stop breathing, and then I pant as you keep flicking your tongue against my clit until I can't stand it anymore, and I come for you. And oh, it feels so good, Tracy. Oh, God, yes, please do it. Do it. Do it. Oh, God, oh, baby. Oh, oh, oh God, yes. Feels so good to come on a man's tongue as he finger fucks me. And I'm content. But then I see that you're hard again, and your balls are big and full again, replenished with more of your virile seed. And so I say, I want you to fuck me. I want to feel your big, hard, thick cock inside me. I want you to fuck me deep and hard, and I want you to come inside me, bareback. No barriers, just you and me, skin on skin. And you position yourself between my legs and slide your hard cock up and down my wet, juicy slit, grasping the shaft and making sure it's wet enough, giving my clit button a little thrill as you do so. And then you take your cock and position it at my entrance and proceed to push your cock inside me. It feels so good, baby. It's a tight fit, and you like looking at your cock as it pushes inside me. You like watching it go in. I like watching, too, in the mirror, slowly at first, just a little bit at a time, until after a minute or two, your cock is fully embedded inside me, all the way, balls deep. You hold it there while my pussy walls expand, and I get used to your foreign presence inside my body. Inside my tight, wet, barely used pussy. You feel so good inside me. I'm going to close my eyes and savor the moment, but you won't let me. You're eager. You need to come again. Your balls are full and you need to unload. You need to. You have to. You can't wait. The pressure is too much. You start to move, fucking your thick cock in and out of my wet pussy hole. You tell me to lift my legs and wrap them around your waist. I can feel your balls slapping against my ass as you ram your hard cock in and out of me. I scoot down a little and raise my hips up some more, and then I can feel your shaft rub against my clit. Your cock feels like heaven to me. I love feeling your shaft against my clit. I'm going to come again. I can feel it building up. You reach around me and roll me over so I'm on top. I love being on top, rubbing my clit against your cock shaft as you fuck me, dangling my big fat tits in your face. You reach up and grasp them as you fuck up into me, pulling one nipple into your mouth and sucking it, then the other one. My nipples are so hard. I love feeling your hands on my tits as you fuck up into me and rubbing my clit against your shaft. I tell you, I'm so close, baby. Don't stop what you're doing. Don't you dare stop. Oh, just a little bit more. Please, baby. I want to come on your cock so much, baby. I need it. I need to come on your cock. I want to feel you filling me up with your seed. Fuck me, baby. Fuck me and come inside me. Fill me with your hot seed. Do it. Please, baby, I need your cum so much. I need it, baby. I need you to come inside me. Please, baby, more. Do it. More, please. Oh, God. Oh, oh, Jesus. Oh, it feels so good. Oh. Good baby. And then when you grow soft and fall out, you watch the cream pie that you made drip out of me and run down my ass. And you are content with the job well done. And we fall asleep in each other's arms.